Surrender to Krishna means becoming attached to Krishna. But while performing our various duties, we often become attached to our family members or those with whom we are doing those duties. So how can we stay attached to Krishna? How can we surrender practically? Does it mean that repeatedly we just say, Krishna, I surrender to you? Yes. Verbalizing our intentions, verbalizing our emotions can often help make them more concrete. What we are feeling inside, if you speak it, utter it aloud, it often makes those feelings more concrete. At the very least, it reminds us, this is what I should be doing. But at the same time, verbalization can also become an empty ritual, where we verbalize without meaning it. So there has to be an inner redirection of the heart, which happens primarily by the process of bhakti. So for our spiritual growth, when we are directly connecting with Krishna, when we are chanting, when we are coming to the temple, when we are associating with devotees, when we are hearing, doing worship, worshiping the deity, that time we offer our consciousness as much as possible to Krishna. That is the most important thing. And if you are doing that, then Krishna will gradually permeate our consciousness. And he will become the goal of everything that we do. So we take care of our children. Why? Because they are entrusted by Krishna to us. We take care of our family members because they are entrusted to us by Krishna. And you know, sometimes we talk in terms of this duality, attachment and detachment. So we should not be attached, we should be detached. But actually, there is a third thing beyond attachment and detachment. Beyond attachment and detachment is commitment. And so, bhakti is not just, we cannot suddenly imagine that I am attached to Krishna. Nor can we become detached from our worldly situations, worldly relationships. But bhakti is a process of primarily commitment. Commitment to our devotional activities. And by that commitment, attachment will develop. Atha chittam samadhatu na shaknosi mai sthiram abhyasa yoga to mamichha abdhanjaya. In 12.9, the Bhagavad Gita says, abhyasa yoga, when we keep practicing bhakti in a committed way, by that our attraction, our attachment to Krishna will develop. So that commitment is the way to develop attachment to Krishna. And when we have a limited understanding of Krishna, we think that Krishna means, okay, Krishna is in the temple, Krishna is in the manifest as the holy name, Krishna is manifest as the scripture. We think Krishna is present only there. But that is the Kanishtha Adhikari level. The Madhyam Adhikari level is, we understand that my relationship with Krishna depends not only on how I relate with Krishna, it also depends on how I relate with devotees, it also depends on how I relate with innocent people, it also depends on how I relate with envious. So we see the presence of Krishna everywhere. And we see our connection with Krishna depends on how we deal with different kinds of people. So our commitment to Krishna actually includes our commitment to our family members. It's not that our family relationships and our relationship with Krishna are competitors. It's not like that. Sometimes it may appear within the 24 hours of our day, should I do this or should I do that? So at that time it may appear as their competitors. That is something which can happen for everyone. What to speak of then in the case of our material relationships and our relationship with Krishna. Even if you come to a temple, sometimes, should I do what this devotee is telling me? Should I do what this devotee is telling me? So that is a functional situation. But in principle, in philosophical understanding, our family relationships and our relationship with Krishna are not competitors. Our relationship with Krishna includes our relationship with our family members. So commitment to Krishna also means commitment to doing our relationship, commitment to our relationships with those who are related with Krishna. Now, of course, the specific way in which we act in those commitments may vary depending on the nature of that relationship, depending on how they are disposed towards Krishna or not disposed towards Krishna. The specifics may vary. But in principle, we shouldn't think that bhakti requires us to be cold-hearted or indifferent or apathetic towards our family duties or our family members. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about detachment. It does not talk about irresponsibility. And what is the difference between detachment and irresponsibility? See, detachment is after the action. Irresponsibility is before the action. That means if a student doesn't study for the exam and says, I am detached from the exam. You are not detached, you are irresponsible. But detachment means that I do my studies, I give my exams, and then after that I don't keep worrying, oh, how much marks will I get, what will be my position, what will be my future. No, I have done my part, now I will let Krishna do his part. So detachment is sattvic. Detachment is the mode of goodness. Detachment comes from an a proper understanding of our position in the scheme of things. Detachment comes from understanding that there are certain things which are in my control and there are certain things which are not in my control. So that is intelligent, whereas irresponsibility is tamasic. That comes from not wanting to do anything which is demanding, anything which is challenging, which requires us to focus, to concentrate, to endeavor. So with respect to our family members, we shouldn't be worrying too much whether I'm getting attached to my family members. Our focus should be on how can I best serve? Okay, how can I best act in this relationship in a way by which I can move closer to Krishna, I can help others move closer towards Krishna. And there is attachment, there is affection. Attachment is undesirable, but affection is not just desirable, it is essential. And that affection essentially means that we offer our love to Krishna and we offer our love to others. And in fact, when we are connected with Krishna properly, then we are not emotionally so dependent on others. Because by our practice of sadhana bhakti, we get fulfillment internally. We get a sense of security, we get a sense of satisfaction by our practice of bhakti. And then we don't depend so much emotionally on others. And actually, if we are not emotionally dependent on others, then we can be more affectionate in that relationship. We can be more responsible, we can actually bring more constructive and contributive to that relationship if we are not emotionally dependent. Because if we are emotionally dependent, then we will simply do whatever they want us to, even if that is not good for us, even if that is not good for them. So bhakti actually makes our material relationships also stabler and stronger, because it removes that element of emotional dependence in those relationships and therefore enables us to act in a way that is truly beneficial. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yeah. You had a question?
Yeah.